In this slot, we often start with a Rashi. It's not on your sheet, but with a Rashi on this week's Parsha, Parshas Ha'azinu, which sometimes is this week's Parsha, sometimes is next week's Parsha. But the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Ha'azinu, Kinesher Ya'ir Kino, all goes to love Yerachef. Hashem is compared to an eagle, Kinesher Ya'ir Kino. And Rashi quotes there in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Nohagein barachamim ubechemla. Chazal picked up on every little attribute and midah of the different animals that are used to portray something, to illustrate something. Nohagein barachamim ubechemla. Hashem acts with compassion. Kinesher hazeh rachmani albanav. Like the eagle that is acts with compassion on its children. Veino nichnas lekino pitom. And the eagle doesn't swoom down and go and scare its chicks. But slowly, first it flutters above, then it goes a little lower, and then slowly, when they're ready, the eagle comes back into the nest. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to us pitom, all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, boom! No. Starts weeks earlier. Shlavim, shlavim, there are stages. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift. And not only does it give us a gift, but he gives us a gift of stages. He gives us an Elul. He gives us shofar for that month. And we're up to the next stage. Tonight starts the next stage of our preparation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us. The Magen Avraham says it's the beginning of the Yomim Noraim tonight. A Talmud of the Dubna Magid once gave a mashal. I'm not sure if it was his or it was the Dubna Magid's. Says, imagine there was a landlord that has a tenant, and, you know, every year the tenant pays for the yearly rent, and every year there's a walkthrough. And the landlord walks through, you know, to see what happened over the year, and sees, you know, what got broken, and what needs fixing, and what was expected wear and tear, and what was unexpected negligence. And every year, the tenant has to pay for whatever he's responsible for. One year, the tenant sees, he looks around about a month before the walkthrough date, and he sees it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty, this walkthrough. There are things that are broken. There are things that I can't pay for. There are things that I did this year that was unexpected. So what does he do? He doesn't wait for the walkthrough. He waits, he quickly goes 2 weeks before and says, can we have a meeting? Can we please just have, I'm coming in 2 weeks. No, I apply, can I please? And we go and he begs and he says, please just, this year there was, he tries to preempt. You know, there was stuff that happened this year. I know you're not going to like what's going on, what happened, but I'm coming to you early. I'm going to work. I'm going to get it back. But you know I'm here because I know I'm responsible and I know I could do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a walkthrough on Yom HaDin. 4 days from now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the walkthrough. See how our year was. See what was Pshia. See what was Ones. See how we did. But we go earlier. And we go at least 4 days earlier. Because we don't want to wait till the walkthrough. We don't want to wait till Kadosh Baruch Hu sees and says, okay, I see what there is. No. We go beforehand. We go earlier and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not up to par. We're not up to par. Kedalim Chorashim Dafaknu Delasecha. We knock on the door as paupers, without maisim, without merits. And that's what these next couple of days are about. Chazal tell us, we know, Slichas, the Makor of Slichas is ready in the Gemara, but the Poskim tell us, as we know, in source number one, you have it, that the minhag is to say slichas for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Anywhere between 4 and 8 days, right? If it's if we have a full week this year, it's the shortest. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why dafka 4 days? Excuse me. So we know the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Well, first the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'mcha Rosh Hashanah, Bezo Gimel, Maschilim Yom Alf, Shavuot Shalafanav. You need at least 4 days. Why is it? The Mishnah Berurah quotes 2 reasons. The second one is important for us right now. V'od Tam, Shekavu Dalad Yamim, why 4 days? Shekein Matzinu, Bekarbanos, Shetunim, Bikermimum, Dalad Yamim, Kolakrava. We know in the days of the Beis HaMikdash what was, and Bez Hashem what will be very soon. 4 days are needed to check for blemishes, to check for mumin before the hakrava. Ubechol hakarbanos b'parshas Pinchas k'siv, and by all karbanos it says v'hikravtem ola. But on Rosh Hashanah it says v'asisem ola, because we are the karban. As if a person literally sacrifices themselves. What does that mean? To sacrifice oneself. We have to be moser nefesh. We have to be okayed. We have to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a carbon. Four days, like we just gave the mashal. We come to the landlord beforehand and we say, we want to be makriv. We want to jump the gun. But why dafka 4 days? Okay, it's a karban. We're not exactly a karban. All right, we're... okay, ke'ilu. We spoke 2 years ago about mum kavua, mum over. But what exactly is the message of the 4 days? So I saw in the name of one of the rebbes, the son of Reb Zusha, Alderek Drush. If we put two gemaras together, maybe we could have an insight into what we're supposed to focus on over the next 100 or so hours until we stand in front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin. 4 days we know in Halacha, really 4 days and 3 days are somewhat a little interchangeable. We know for Hilchas Taharas and Mishpacha, really 4 days, but it's really three 24-hour periods so that, you know, lead to four complete days. So the question is, what is this 3/4 days supposed to be? So there is a Mishnah in Masechah Sanhedrin, which Daf Yomi did a couple of weeks ago, which seems to have nothing to do with us. But maybe it has everything to do with us. The Gemara tells us that there are certain people who are pasul le'edus and pasul to judge. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah about a sone, a hated person. Am I allowed to be an aide against somebody who I hate? A sone, machlokes tanoim. What's the definition of a sone? What's the definition of a sone? Says the Mishnah. Source number 3, Sanhedrin Chav Zayin. Sone, kol shelo diber imo shlosha yamim be'eva. If I didn't speak to somebody for 3 days because I'm upset at them, then the halacha is that person is, not because I didn't meet them, I didn't see them. I dafka lahachis, I usually speak to them for 3 days, I went, don't talk to them. 3 days. That's a sone. Says the Tanakama. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I think it is, he can't testify. Can't testify against the sone, and the sone can't testify against you. Amr lo, the Rabbanan say back, lo nechshu Yisrael akach. No. B'nai Yisrael aren't chashud in that way to be a sone. The Gemara says on the next daf, I didn't give it to you, the only machlokas is about witnesses. But when it comes to judging, everybody agrees. A sone is pasul ladun. If there are two people, two beings, who don't talk to each other for 3 days. That's the status of a sone. Pasul ladun. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. Zayin. Source number 4. Asur l'adam ladun l'mishu ohavo. Avo b'sheinu shishbino. V'chulu. V'lo misha sono. Avo b'sheinu oyev lo v'lo mavakish raso. Focus on the second part. So a sone is pasul ladun. Gemara number 1. Gemara number 2 says the son of Reb Zusha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos. We discussed this years ago. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Tzadikim, the righteous amongst us, Yetzer Tov Shoftan. The Yetzer Tov guides them, judges them, shows them where to go, is in charge of them. Tzadik. Russia, Yetzer Hara Shoftan. A Russia, the Yetzer Hara, judges, guides, leads them. And a Benoni is Zevezeh Shoftan. Suggests the brand of Reb Zusha. The job for the next 3 days is for us to make the Yetzer Hara a Sone. To make the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, who are Satan, who are Yetzer Hara, who are Malach HaMaves, to make those powers that make us sin, that make us falter, that make us not do what we want to do, to not talk to them for 3 days. They shouldn't have Shaychus with me for 3 days. And if I could do that for these 3/4 days before Slichos, So then they can't have any power over it. They're not going to be able to judge me on Rosh Hashanah. They won't be able to be in the courtroom for Yom HaDin because they're a Sonei. I didn't talk to them for 3 days. They have no rights to be here. And that's our job. And that's why we need at least a few days beforehand to make the powers, the Yetzirah powers that make me falter, not so I won't have shaychus with them. That is what he suggests. But the question is, that's very hard. How do I ignore them? They're part of me. It says very early on in the Torah, Ki Yetzir Lev Ha'adam Ra Min Urav. It's part of me. Nobody's perfect. Four people were perfect in the Gemara says. But it's very hard. How do I cut off that connection? What's our avoda in the positive sense over the next couple of days? And also a further question. Are the last 3 days really going to make a difference? I've been who I am for almost a year. It's been almost a year since we last said Hashem Hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. The whole year. The last couple of days. Chavches, Chavtes, Elul. I haven't woken up yet. It's really going to make a difference? Says the Rambam. Implicitly. In a famous Rambam, but we don't always focus on the last two words of the Rambam, which is maybe the secret of how we break our connection to those powers that overtake us, that are part of us, but at least for the next couple of days, what we could do, says the Rambam. He's talking about the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but we know the minhag is to blow shofar the whole month, says the Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah. Afa pishat kia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakasuv. Even though, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because Hashem told us to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Period. But there's deeper remez yeshbo. There's still a message for us. Klomar, uru yishenem yishenaschem. We'll talk more about this by Hashem on Shabbos. Wake up from your slumber, you sleepy ones. Then your dummy makitsu miterder maschem. Deeper slumber. People sleepwalking through life. V'chibsu b'maaseichem, search your actions. V'chizru b'tshuva. And then what's the punchline? V'zichru barachem. Remember your Creator. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, that's our goal in life. To have shaychus with Hashem. To recognize that everything is from Him. That He's the source. We go through life so often, we go through the motions, even the good motions, of the mitzvahs without remembering the mitzvah. There's a very scary Rashi in Sefer Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu tells us in Perek Lamed Gimel, Shimu rechokim asher asisi, udu krovim gvurasi. Listen, those who are far, what I've done, and those who are near, my greatness. Who are the people that are far? And who are the people that are near? We like to think of ourselves as being near. And maybe others that are far. What does Rashi say? Rechokim. Who are rechok? Hama'aminim bi. Those who believe in me. Va'osim ritzoni min urehem. Those who believe in me and have done my will since they were young. What we might call FFBs. People who for decades and decades have been following everything that I've told them to do, those are rechokim. And who are krovim? Ba'alei tshuva. Shenizkarvu elai mechadash. People who only recently, last couple of years, last couple of decades, have come close to me. Those are the krovim. Why are Bali Tshuva? Yes, the Gemara says, Makam Shabali Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadik and Gerem Yichol Ma'amocham. But Rechokim? Okay, a little bit higher in a certain... Rechokim? Says Rav Pinkus. Rechokim. Because if we've been doing something for decades, there's a good chance we're not really thinking about what we're doing. And we're just going through the motions. And something new... And I'm excited about it. And I look at it with fresh eyes. Wow. That's krovim. Because says Yeshayahu Anavi, according to Rashi, that's part of life. The more we do something, the more we get used to it. And it rubs off. Says her Pinkus on the top of the next page. Chidish lanu Rashi chidush nora. Rashi tells us an unbelievable chidish. Bepashtis, sayinu misyachsum leilusha osim es rasona bori minu reyem. Those who have been following the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever, they're krovim. This person who hasn't been following Hashem for years, that's rachok. No, the opposite. Because who's excited about what they're doing? Who's into it? Who feels the freshness? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel, which describes how when we went into the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't allowed to go out the same gate that we went in. Why? Because if we went out the same gate, the gates were major, royal, amazing tapestries and artwork on them. If we'd see it a second time, we wouldn't have the same feeling and awe and amazing. Go out a different gate. Go to a different gate. So it's new and it's new. Because we don't always remember. Zichru barachem. The more we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vacuum will be filled. And we'll have shaychus with him and not with the Yetzirah. And then he'll be a sone. And he won't be able to touch us on Rosh Hashanah. That's what this time period is about. Only a couple more hours left till everything's decided. Rav Pinkus continues and writes, and there are so many things that we do anyway. And this is something that I'm thinking personally. We're half asleep when we say Birchas HaShachar in the morning. Maybe more than half asleep. If we just think about Birchas HaShachar, our life would be different. You ever think about Pokeach Ivrim? Says Rav Pinkus. He says, first you want to talk about it? Close your eyes for 45 seconds and try walking down the street. If you want to have kavana by Pokeach Ivrim. But then he says, what does Pokeach Ivrim mean? And this is just one line he goes through in his Sefer on Tefillah. He says, what is Pokeach Ivrim? The ability to see. He writes in the beginning of source number 10, Nisbone niglek yeshnam ein safur dvarim shekoach ha-re'us nosin lanu eso efsharis lasim leva lehem. The ability to see. We walk in to see our child. Tonight when we go back to home and we look into our kid's room, we see they're sleeping. Pokeach ivrim. What type of hanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have? Liros as ha-svarim ha-ma'atrim es-aron b'salon as ha-chumashim. To be able to look inside the chumash. To hear the laning. To be able to walk down the street, to prepare my own lunch. Pokeach Ivrim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. He's there. Zichru Barachem. That's all we have to do, just to think a little bit more about it. On the next page, Roka Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. On the Mistovim, what do we think about? We just say it quickly. That we have terra firma under our feet. Roka Ha'aretz Al Hamayim. Rahman al-Islam, we don't have to think of so many natural disasters over the last couple of years, that it's not so pashit of Roka Ha'aretz al-Hamayim, and that the Mayim doesn't cover the Aretz, and people having to run for their lives, that it's not so pashit. Roka Ha'aretz al-Hamayim. A little more kavana this year, after what we've seen in recent days. Ein shum teva shakarka tamon mitachas l'ragleinu. Gravity? It's natural. The land being there, the earth and that land not covering it is natural. The problem is, we're used to it. We're used to it. We don't always remember that Gemara in Baba Basra that we've mentioned in the past. Remember that Gemara, Ayin Daladish, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalad, Rabba Bar Bar Chana is on a boat. And he sees an island, and he goes onto the island because he wants to set up shop. They leave the boat, they take they row a little bit, and they get onto the island. They start setting things up, and what happens? They start making a barbecue. They're gonna cook something, and all of a sudden the island starts shaking. And all of a sudden they jump off quickly, and they realize that the island is really a whale. And says Rabbi Rachana, if our boat wasn't close, we wouldn't have made it. Sometimes life, we think there's a piece of ground there, but it turns out to be a whale. We feel sometimes that life is like shaking around us. We're going through something, and we don't recognize Zichru Barachem. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. He tells the story. We probably all have had this at some point in our lives. We move. Anybody who's made Aliyah has had this experience. You start packing up. You can't imagine how much stuff we have. We have so much stuff. He says when he moved from Bnei Brak to Ofakim, where he moved, where he was the Rav, he said he got a small moving truck. He couldn't believe how much stuff he had. I think Kal Vachomer, we could say whatever he had, I can't imagine, but Sha'asali Kotsarki. Everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Zichru Barachem. The more we're Zichru Barachem, the more we have Shaychus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fills the vacuum. And there's no Shaychus with the other powers, with the Yetzirah, with the other Kochos, that make us lose control sometimes. One of the six mitzvahs Tmidios, we know there are six constant mitzvahs every second of our life. We're obligated. The Sefer HaChinuch has it in the Hakdamah, the first Bir Halacha on the first page, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to quote you the Sefer HaChinuch, because this is something that everybody has to know. Lo says, he goes through, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yielecha, and then he goes through, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Lo Sesurach Elevavchem, and I skipped to number three, Yichud Hashem. Maybe the hardest one to put my finger on. What does that mean, Yichud Hashem? Hashem Echad. How do I fulfill that every second of my life? And that's one of the mitzvos Tmidios. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. What is Yichud Hashem? Source number 11. Achdus Hashem, believing God is one. Believing, as Rav Soloveitchik said, God is unique. Okay, what does that do for my life? How is that practical for me? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenitz tavinu lahamin. We have to believe. Ki Hashem Yisbarach hu apoel kol hametziyus. He is the cause of all realities. Adon hakol echad b'li shum shituf. He's the source of everything. Not just that he is one, but he is the one source of everything that is out of my control. What's in my control? That's b'chira chavshus. That's not in God's hands. What is out of our control? That's Yichud Hashem. Believing that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And so often all of us, we just get upset and we get angry and we lose focus because we get lost in the moment. We get lost in the situation. But we have to realize, Yichud Hashem is the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa that applies every second of our lives. That whatever situation we're in, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sefer about the six mitzvahs medios, the six constant mitzvahs, the author writes there, in source number 12, if you think there are forces of opposition preventing you from growing, then you lack awareness of the oneness of Hashem. There are no forces of opposition. Cold, sick children, and car trouble come from Hashem. And they were created to bring you closer to a Him, no less than your Siddur and your Gemara. Certain levels of perfection can be attained by davening and studying Torah. And others can be attained only when you're in bed with the flu, or in the waiting room of a doctor's office with your child. There are aspects of your personality that will be refined when you learned how to deal with the frustration of a car that will not start. Avodas Hashem is not just in shul and not just in business being honest. It is every situation. That's Yichud Hashem. And if we can have that focus, that's how we have Shaychus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Zichru Barachem of the Rambam. And that's how we make the Yetzirah into a sone. Don't talk to him for 3 days. Everybody holds. Pasul adun. And tzaddik, Yetzir Tov Shoftan. Rasha, Yetzir Hara Shoftan. But I don't want that Yetzirah to be shofate me. I want to be a tzaddik. So I'm not going to talk to him for 3 days. And that's why we start Slichus 4 days before. To be able to make him into a sone. And how do we do that? By focusing on the positive. By focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And yes, how can we say the last 3 days are going to make a difference? I didn't focus on him the whole Elul too much. I should have, I could have. What about the last few days? We say it in our tefillah. All we have to do is to focus on the words that we're saying. Up until Erev Rosh Hashanah Mincha, Barech Aleinu, Es Hashanah Hazos. Hashem, give us bracha to this year, there's 5 minutes left. Tomorrow we're going to say Baruch Aleinu. There's 3 days left. It's going to make a difference. Hashem, give me a good year. Give me a good year. The year's almost over. The year's basically over. Right? We're trying to get in a few last minute things. What if the year hasn't been good? Baruch Aleinu. Surah 13, the Baruch Hayim quotes, yes. Shakarish Baruch Hu Yivarech Es Hashos Hama'atos. She Nishar Lanu. Adas Kadish Achag. Hashem will bless the last few moments. The Kivan Shekain. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that, He could give a few brachas for the last few moments. Yu L'tova Yechashev Kol HaShana Tol Tova L'bracha. Mixas HaYom Kekulo. Yom Echad B'Shana Chashev Shana. Whatever halachic principle one wants to use. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's good if we are heartfelt. If we're heartfelt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to accept. The landlord knows that the tenant has made problems. The landlord knows, like the Dubna Magid said, the landlord knows that there's been so many things broken. Our anger is broken. Our kfiyas itam latorah is broken. Right? So many things. Our benching needs help. There are so many things that he's going to come. He's going to do the walkthrough on Rosh Hashanah. But we don't wait. We can't wait. We can't wait till Rosh Hashanah. We start tonight. We start tonight, and I just saw this evening, one of the Sfarim says, Dafka in the middle of the night. Because if we really had a court case and we really felt that we were going to be on trial tomorrow, we wouldn't sleep well the night before. Or the night, 2 nights before. So even if we don't focus on anything else except the time that Klal Yisrael has done Slichas for thousands of years on the first night, we have an action which reflects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the landlord, that we don't feel so like terra firma under us. Yes, we have confidence, but Tzibur, and we go into Rosh Hashanah like the Medrash that the Torah quotes. We take a shower and we get dressed. But we also know that everything's on the line. And we also know that we have work to do. And we also know that we say, Kedalim ucharashim defaknu delasech. We don't have the merits that we wish that we would have had. And we wish that we would have been able to look back this year and say, this was the year. This was the year. This was the year that we merited Mashiach. This was the year that we really loved each other. In the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down upon us. He's just waiting. Be'itach Ishena. We read it recently in the Haftorah. Hashem's waiting. We don't want Be'itach. We need Achishena. There's a lot going on in the world today that we don't understand. There are world powers that we know something's happening, but we don't know what's going on. But we know we're living at a special, unique, intense time period in history, in world history and in Jewish history. So the only thing that we could do is to look within ourselves, to look where we can improve, to look to change ourselves and then change our family and then change our community and then change the world. But it all starts within ourselves. Zichru barachem. The next few days are to make ourselves mekushar, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not connected to the Yetzirah's powers. He becomes a sone. He won't be able to stand in Yom Adin. The courtroom will only be filled with the sanegars, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that magic word, not just we are going to say Slichas, but what we daven for, that Hashem says Slichas, that Hashem says Salachti, be'ezras Hashem.